Some wonderful Viennese music by Fritz Kreisler, composer and violin virtuoso, that old refrain. Here on Bill's Classical Jukebox, you're listening to the new Classical FM. We're in Collingwood at 102.9. You hear us on 96.3 in Toronto at 103.1 in Coburg. And I have a special guest in studio. Amanda Dyke is the Culture Officer Development of the Creative Economy Department, City of Barrie. That's a big title and a big responsibility.
It certainly is.
Can you move in just a little closer to that microphone? We're going to talk today about culture days, and I want to get into that. But first of all, what is a sort of a description of the job you have with the city?
My job is to essentially support artists and arts organizations in their sustainability. So we see culture as being a very important part of a city's pillars of sustainability in terms of our economy and as well as for people's mental health and well-being. So my job is just to make sure that all those people that are putting out all that great cultural output are supported and have the assets and resources they need to be most successful.
So there is artistic and aesthetic value, but also economic.
Absolutely.
And that has only, in my mind at least, in the last little while, started to be recognized as it should be. So let's get to Culture Days. And this is a celebration from September 27th to 29th, coming up at the end of the month. And the first Culture Days, 10 years ago.
Absolutely, yes. So it's a nationwide initiative that started 10 years ago, probably as an outcome of us all starting to realize how important culture is to a community, to a nation, to an economy. And so this nationwide initiative started, and communities all over Canada participate. And it's an opportunity to bring the arts to the people and to invite people into interesting spaces to try out the arts.
Now, when you say arts and culture, that's a really broad category.
It absolutely is. And this year, the theme is wellness. So that even broadens it more into spaces that we would have never considered to be really cultural activities. But we're really taking that opportunity to do lots in terms of diversity and inclusion this year.
A lot of stuff is hands-on, interactive.
Absolutely.
People can get involved doing things like conducting an orchestra?
That's right. Or they can learn how to make traditional Mexican indigenous jewelry. Or I believe we're also working with a Canadian indigenous artist to do a keychain. So there's lots of opportunities for people to try out various types of arts activities. We're also doing a turban tying workshop. So
wow.
That's pretty cool.
And I think it's something, obviously, for the whole family.
Yes, for everyone.
All ages. Let's go through some of the events in the time that we have. Friday, September 27th is when it begins with a flag raising at the City Hall in Barrie. And you're going to kick it off with some piano music.
Absolutely, yes. We have a community piano in Meridian Place now. So anyone can go and play that piano whenever they like. I mean, let's not be out there in the middle of the night. But people can go and play the piano. It's been beautifully painted by a local artist with support from some of our organizations, and there'll be free performances as part of Culture Days weekend.
You mentioned, in passing, the Mexican Indigenous Culture and Belief Seminar, and it's on that opening day in the afternoon.
Yes, it is, and it's with Paula Silk from Chilango, which is a local ethical Mexican jewelry and fashion company that's based out of Barrie.
What is a Drummin' Up Ubuntu?
So Drums et Al is an organization out of the GTA that teaches Ubuntu, which is a drumming philosophy. So they're doing a drum circle in Meridian Place on the Friday evening.
You've got a farmer's market. That's a pretty regular thing, but this one's special, right?
Yeah, we've got Bhangra Crew of Ontario coming out to do a Bhangra dance workshop.
And what is that?
Bhangra is a type of dance. It looks like there's wrong information on that page. I apologize. It's a type of dance, and it's really quite entertaining. I think if anyone hasn't seen it, they should definitely attend the farmer's market that
day. You can do yoga, meditation, free. I like that word.
Yes, I think everything that's listed here is free with the exception of one activity, but Culture Days is really meant to be something that's accessible to everybody. So, yeah, we want people to come out and try and get meditation and yoga and see how that ties into the culture of a person's well-being.
Part of the culture of any community is the public transit system, and it's going to be musical.
Absolutely. We've got the Barrie Folk Society participating in Culture Days this year by providing folk singers that will actually be on some of the buses and even in the bus terminal.
And more music with buskers.
Absolutely. The Emerging Musicians Program, which is operated by the Ontario Musicians Cooperative, is providing us with musicians that will perform all along Dunlop Street and throughout the downtown as part of that weekend.
Barrie has changed a lot since I worked there. That was my first full-time radio job, I was telling you. But Five Points has always been there, and there's a big theater now.
Yes, the Five Points Theater is host to a culture hub where we'll be hosting some of our workshops and programming. And that's where we're going to have the turban tying demonstration as well as a variety of other activities. And I believe our friends at Classical will be there on site as well that day.
We're looking forward to it. Barry's always had a town crier, probably a different one now than when I was there. But that individual is going to be involved on a walking tour.
He's doing two walking tours sponsored by Heritage Barry. One is an exploration of downtown Barry through the lens of our pioneers, the people who are here first. And then the second one is visiting Union Cemetery. It's not a ghost tour. It is a respectful historical tour about those who came here first and how they founded Barry.
Tell me about the art crawl that the Barry Arts Committee is going to be putting on. This is the Saturday of the weekend in the evening.
Yes, Saturday night, the Barry Arts Committee is hosting an art crawl, which will feature artists popping up with installations in a variety of the venues that exist within Lakeshore Muse, which is where you can find Swirlies and Ann Green Yoga and Flying Monkeys Brewery. So there'll be lots of really neat art installations as part of the event that evening.
And with Culture Days, there has to be an art show, the Starstruck Show?
Yes, we've got friends at Brentwood Marine providing us with an art show at South Shore Center. They've engaged a bunch of local artists and they're selling art as a part of Culture Days weekend.
And you can't go to all these events without getting hungry, so you've got Urban Pantry. What's that?
Urban Pantry is a local organization that teaches people how to cook with local foods, with seasonal foods, and cook within their budget. And they're doing an eating in season workshop at the Dorian Parker Center in Sunnydale Park as part of Culture Days weekend.
We've had maybe a quarter or less of the events that are on. We don't have time to do them all, but I'm going to direct people to go to the website, barry.ca/Culture Days. Simple as that. www.barry.ca. Culture Days. Find out all you need to know and make plans now to attend. Again, the dates are September 27th to 29th. And my guest has been Amanda Dyke, the Culture Officer Development in the Creative Economy Department of the City of Barrie. Thank you for making the journey to Collingwood in our studios.
Thank you for having me.
And telling us all about what's happening. And you mentioned, and we'll refer to it again, the Mexican Indigenous Culture and Belief Seminar, which is on the opening day Friday. And we're going to treat you to some Mexican music by Manuel Ponce.